welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 24th of January, 2023. The Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought. Today's article, titled No Loss, was written by Karen Huang. My friend Rule attended a school reunion held in a former classmate's home. The waterfront mansion could accommodate 200 attendees, and it made Rule feel small. I've had many happy years of pastoring remote rural churches, Rule told me. And even though I know I shouldn't, I couldn't help but feel envious of my classmates' material wealth. My thoughts strayed to how different life might be if I'd used my degree to become a businessman instead. But I later reminded myself that there's nothing to feel envious about. Rule continued with a smile. I invested my life in serving God, and the results will last for eternity. I'll always remember the peaceful look on his face as he said those words. Rule drew peace from Jesus' parables in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. He knew that God's kingdom is the ultimate treasure. Seeking and living for his kingdom might take various forms. Some, it might mean full-time ministry, while for others, it may be living out the gospel in a secular workplace. Regardless of how God chooses to use us, we can continue to trust and obey his leading, knowing, like the men in Jesus' parables, the value of the imperishable treasure that we have been given. Everything in this world has infinitely less worth than all we gain by following God. Our life, when placed in his hands, can bear eternal fruit. Let's pray. Father, let each day of my life be a celebration of the treasure I've found in you. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.